This story really frustrated me as a child. Mary was held up as the model Christian, sitting at Jesus' feet, listening. But there was, when I was growing up in South Carolina and Louisiana, little intellectual role for women in the church. Their job was to be the one who was hospitable, who provided what was needed for different people and for the congregation. And they spent a lot of their time in the kitchen. What I heard at Sunday school, that hearing Jesus was all important, and what I experienced in the church and in my culture was that women belonged in the kitchen, not sitting at Jesus' feet listening. The things that I experienced between biblical stories and life in the church and the culture were in conflict. They didn't fit together. Women were forced to be Marthas, even when those like me would have preferred to have been a Mary and kept out of the kitchen. However, the story isn't as simple as I was taught in Sunday school. The story is radical in that it goes against first century Jewish norms. Two women would never be allowed to invite a man into their home. But Mary and Martha broke the norm. The neighbors must have been horrified. When Jesus let Mary sit at his feet, his behavior went against all rabbinical law. Women were not to be the ones who learned. And Jesus let it happen and even affirmed Mary's breaking of rabbinical law. I appreciate Mary's intellectual interest in Jesus' teachings, but I have some discomfort with her seemingly being a passive learner. There is no sense in the story that she interacts with Jesus, that she questions what he says, that she enters into dialogue about it. It feels like to me, as Luke records the story, is that she listens passively. Does she hear what he has to say and grasp it? We have drawn the conclusion that Martha was busy in the kitchen, busy working on a great meal for her special guest. That feels like the Middle East that I experience today, where your host is so concerned that you have everything you need and provides everything and spends hours making certain that you feel at home. Sometimes the graciousness is so great that I begin to feel guilty that I'm imposing on people. However, many scholars think that Martha was just not working as the perfect hostess working in the kitchen. The word diakonia that is used in this text to serve, that she served, is the word that we in the church get deacon from. And deacons are to be the ones who serve people. It refers to ministry, to serving others, but not necessarily in the kitchen. Martha was doing good, caring for others, doing what Jesus had commanded, maybe at home, but maybe she was out in the community, serving where there was need. It is not certain that she is merely cooking dinner, as I was taught. But whatever she was about, she was frantic and harried, harassed to the point of complaining to Jesus about Mary. Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work, to do it by myself? Tell her to get up and help me. The complaint even has some accusation of Jesus for letting Mary sit there and do nothing to be helpful. And Jesus responded to Mary's complaint, to Martha's complaint. "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need only of one thing. And Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." This response has been taken through the centuries in the church to say that the best life is one of contemplation. In the early centuries of the church, this response to the text drove people out into the wilderness, into the desert, into monasteries and convents. People who, as monks and nuns, spent their whole life meditating on the word. It let them off the hook from acting for Jesus' concern for people. But what is it that Jesus is saying? Is hearing the only part, or is it just the good part? What does Jesus' response mean? The words I pick up in Jesus' response are worried and distracted. Maybe I respond to these words because I often feel worried and distracted. In stories, we usually identify with the characters who are most like us. Jesus seems not to condemn Martha's work, her ministry, whatever she is doing to serve, but condemns the attitude with which she does it. She frets. Her response to Jesus accuses him as well as Mary. "I know that I do not enjoy being served by people who are aggravated and whose demeanor and attitude are worried and distracted. They make me feel like I'm imposing on them." Martha was not very pleasant to be around. And yet I understand how Martha got to that point. Now, of course, none of you have ever been worried and distracted and not too pleasant to deal with. When we work on text in Luke, it is important that we not merely look at the text, but that we look at its context, what is before it and what follows the text. Luke places this story right after the story of the Good Samaritan that I told the children. That is why I chose that story to tell them. That story says something very different from what Jesus has just said. Jesus is concerned with people's needs being met. And it is the Samaritan, the one who is rejected, who is considered of no value, who gives money and takes his own personal time to care for someone who had been mugged. And the parable ends, "Go thou and do likewise." Do as the Samaritan did. That is a call to service, to ministry, and a condemnation of the religious leaders who spent their time in the temple but did not respond to need because they were tired from leading worship, and also I think they didn't want to touch wounds because you could not go back into the temple after touching blood without a several days of cleansing. That was a ritual that had to be followed. But in response to the question, "Who is my neighbor?" it is clear that we are to act as the Samaritan did, to serve those in need, to be aware of where that need is and respond. Luke's story of Mary and Martha is one in which he indicates that listening, sitting at Jesus' feet, is a more important attitude. Ministry to others are listening to Jesus. Which one shall we do? Luke points out a tension that I think you and I live with, especially in our frantic multitasking culture. It is one of the many tensions in our faith that we have to wrestle with all the time as we seek to try to figure out how we live faithful. Do we listen? Do we hear Jesus speak? Do we act? Luke, by this placement, following the parable of the Good Samaritan, indicates that both listening, hearing, and doing are important. Both are part of Jesus' way. Oh, yes, and there is this tension between them, symbolized in Mary and Martha, a tension that permeates the biblical story, and I think it probably permeates our life. Do we listen? Do we act? We cannot serve well and faithfully without much listening. If we serve and serve without listening, we end up like Martha, worried and distracted. If we do nothing but passively listen like Mary, we don't work to bring God's reign and serve those in need. Our challenge is to find the way to deal with this tension between listening and serving. We need to do both. And most often, serving grows out of our listening. Often for me, in the midst of worry and distraction, I stop and listen until I can concentrate again, until I can grasp where and how I am supposed to serve. And my disposition at that point, as I begin to see more clearly, improves. Listening is the good portion, but it's not the only portion. Listening leads to action. Sometimes doing something I feel called to do, but that makes me uncomfortable, drives me to listen more. Ministry grows out of both listening and doing. Hearing and doing are both needed for faithful discipleship. They are interdependent, and we all live with that tension between them. To the lawyer who asked the question, "Who is my neighbor?" Jesus said, "Get out there and be involved in working for justice. Don't just sit around. Do something that makes a difference." To Martha, as she complained about her sister, Jesus said, "There is one thing lacking. You are too frazzled. Sit, listen, contemplate for a while." Interestingly, in only 5 verses, there are 2 somewhat conflicting commands from Jesus. One to listen, one to act. There is one thing lacking for the priest and the Levite and for Mary. It was not acting, not responding to need, not caring, not willing to be involved. And from Martha, it was letting her life become driven by serving. One thing lacking, not the same thing for each one of these people. Following Jesus isn't a formula. Our challenge is to name that which is lacking in our lives. And for each of us, it's different. We each have to wrestle with it. What is lacking for you? Are you a Mary? Are you a Martha? Are you worried and distracted? Can you do some wrestling this week with the tension in your life between listening and serving? Can you respond both to God's call to listen and to serve? Amen.